This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Grace in Racine. Grace says, my 30-year-old grandson said he was called by God to preach, but he's been living with his mother, with the mother of his kids for 6 years. Does the Lord call on sorry men like him, or is he lying?
Granny.
Well, Graham, I can't really tell you who God called, but God calls a lot of imperfect people. All his disciples was imperfect.
Yeah.
They were adulterers, murderers, thieves, gangsters. You know, that's some of the best people to use. Why would you go get some? Why would he call somebody that don't know nothing about overcoming? So, Granny, I don't know. You know, he might have got called. You know, you never know.
Granny?
But you just know, because he's been living with his girlfriend for 6 years, you done shut him down. And he's 30.
Granny was.
You know. Anyway, I'm glad you ain't my grandmama.
I know, right?
Thank the Lord for that.
But all Granny right, got skeletons too, though.
Hey, Granny. You might not be qualified to be on that front row. You don't care or not. They might ask for you. You might have to turn in your gloves if they start doing background checks. You know, you might not be on the usher bud much longer. You know, Granny, you got to be careful now. Yeah. You made your last missionary visit. You can turn in your white nurse shoes.
All right,
sell
moving on.
No more cinnamon stockings.
Moving on to Tanyata in the DMV. Tanyata writes, my boyfriend went through my phone and saw a picture of my male friend. My friend was trying on clothes for a date and he wanted to get my opinion. My boyfriend assumed it was something else. Should I let my man talk to my male friend?
Let me tell you something. You're going to get your male friend ass whooped. Because now he in here trying on clothes in front of you. Yo, I don't know why y'all women think, whoa. He gonna call you and send you some pictures of him trying on some clothes. Boy, bye.
Yeah.
That's advertising. Y'all don't have no men friends. I'm not gonna tell y'all. Next question, Shirley. I'm not finna do this no more today. I am not doing this with y'all no more today. I don't know what's wrong with y'all, man. What is the matter? If a man tell y'all something, why won't y'all believe that about men?
Okay. You're a man.
Okay.
You should know.
All right.
Okay. All right.
You're not finna be fine and I'm finna be your friend. We're not finna be friends.
Well, okay.
The hell, I'm gonna sit with you and then I ain't gonna bring it up. What?
He ain't gonna bring it up.
We are doing it with fan friends. I'm telling you.
Risa. This is from Risa in Tampa, CLO. Risa writes, my husband's coat smelled like perfume, and he said it was from a client he met with earlier. So I put a dab of his cologne on my coat and breezed by him the next day. He noticed it, so I gave him the same excuse he gave me. He said, I'm petty. Why is it cool for him to hug another lady, but I can't hug another man? Or a man?
Can I ask her a question? Why y'all playing this game? Why y'all doing this tit for tat?
Because she didn't like her husband's answer.
Okay. Now he don't like your ass. Okay, now his turn. So what y'all gonna do? When y'all gonna stop the foolishness? I don't think this is a good idea. You know, you just, look, man.
You don't trust him?
I mean, look, people have hugged me and put makeup on my suit. And I wore it home. I didn't know it was on there. Because if I'd have knew if it was on there, I'd have threw that damn jacket out the window.
Okay.
The way. Yeah, it would have been out on the highway.
She's
I don't
mad.
Care damn about no suit. I don't care nothing about no suit. If I'd have knew that makeup was on my shoulder, I'd have threw that damn jacket out the window.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it's a lot of shirts in trash cans in home. It's a lot of shirts. Custom favorite shirts.
Didn't you have a remedy for getting lipstick?
You can get lipstick off the collar. Makeup, you just take white. Like, get you a bag of white bread, Wonder Bread, Meal Brooks.
Oh, okay.
You know, roll it up and pinch it and rub it and just keep rubbing it and the slicer to crumble up, then get another slice. About three slices in, all that lipstick will be off that collar.
Okay. All right.
Look at you.
Yeah.
And if that don't work, my strong suggestion is go in the house with just your suit jacket on.
No shirt.
Bad chest.
No pants.
What is the lie you're going to tell her?
I was coming out the office and I got hot, so I took my jacket off and I had it over my arm. And I was walking to the car, and I told this man, excuse me, and I scraped up against the telephone pole, tore that whole damn shirt off.
And nothing happened to
the jacket that was on top.
You didn't hear me say I took my jacket off because it got hot, and I had it over my arm. Y'all didn't hear that? And I walked past that telephone pole, it got caught up on there, tore that shirt right off.
I like it. Okay. I like it. It'll work.
And then I saw a homeless man, and he didn't have no shirt, and I just took my shirt off that telephone pole and gave it to him. God bless him.
Because I was going to ask you, where is the shirt? But you gave it to
I gave it to a homeless man because he didn't have none. They put it right, buttoned it up on him and everything. It was a nice little fit. Had a toe in it, but he didn't have no shirt, so I gave him my shirt.
Last one. I bought that shirt for you.
You said what? Did you say look at God? What did you
look at God.
All right, last one, CLO. Mark in Bentonville says, my girlfriend went by the hospital to see her childhood friend. She showed me a selfie they took, and she was lying in bed next to him, lying in the bed next to him. They dated years ago, so that doesn't sit well with me. Did she cross the line by being too friendly?
Oh, hell yeah.
Sick. His ass here.
You know, I bet he wasn't sick no more. I used to date. She done climbed in bed, laying next to him, took a selfie. My question is, why she show it to you, though?
Yeah.
Dog, all these
people, all these people stupid today.
They're crazy.
Oh, man.
You should know, right?
This is the last time.
Recognize game.
What is the matter with y'all?
What do you mean?
Why do y'all keep trying to convince us that man is just your friend? You can stop telling us that, because we ain't trying to hear that. Mm-hmm. We know that. Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
What he got on while he laying in that bed in the
that house coat on that's on backwards? It got your whole thing.
The hospital gown?
Front or backwards, it's wrong. You don't wear drawers in the hospital. They don't give you none. They takes all them from you. You are not laying up in the hospital with no drawers on.
Take a minute to wrap that gown around.
Well, she had
she done went down to the hospital to see him. I don't give a damn how sick my ex is.
Wow. All right. Thank you, CLO. Yeah, coming. It was just a friend. Coming up at the top
Man
of the
is
hour.
Not your friend.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.